Vítajte pri počúvaní podcastu projektu Ezechiel. Modlíme sa, nech počuté slovo vo vašom srdci prežiari každú tmu a prinesie stonásobnú úrodu. Prajeme vám príjemné počúvanie.
Prišli na druhý breh mora od Gerezareckého kraja. Sotva vystúpil z člna, hneď mu vyšiel oproti z hrobov akýsi človek s nečistým duchom. Býval v hroboch a ani reťazami ho už nik nemohol spútať. Často ho síce ľudia spútali okovami a reťazami, no on si reťaze postrhal a okovy rozlámal. Nik nemal silu skrotiť ho. Stále v noci i vo dne kričal medzi hrobmi a na horách a tlkol sa kameňmi. Keď z diaľky zbadal Ježiša, pribehol a poklonil sa mu. Potom mocným hlasom vykríkol: Čo ťa do mňa, Ježiš, syn Boha najvyššieho? Zaprisahám ťa na Boha, nemuč ma. Ježiš mu totiž prikazoval: Nečistý duch, vyjdi z toho človeka. A spýtal sa ho, ako sa voláš. A on úpenlivo povedal: Volám sa Légia, lebo je nás mnoho. A úpenlivo ho prosil, aby ich z toho kraja neposielal preč. Tam, na úpetí vrchu, sa pásla veľká čerieda svíň. Zlí duchovia ho prosili: Pošli nás do svíň, nech vojdeme do nich. A dovolili im to. Nečistí duchovia vyšli a vošli do svíň. Čerieda, asi 2000 kusov, sa vyrutila úbočím do mora a utopila sa v mori. Pastieri sa rozutekali a priniesli o tom správu do mesta a do osád. Ľudia sa zbehli pozrieť, čo sa stalo. Keď prišli k Ježišovi a zbadali, že muž, ktorý bol posadnutý démonom Légia, sedí oblečený a je pri rozume, prelakli sa. Tí, čo to videli, im rozprávali, čo sa stalo s posadnutým i so sviňami. A začali Ježiša prosiť, aby odišiel z ich kraja. Keď nastupoval do člna, prosil ho človek, čo bol predtým posadnutý zlým duchom, aby mohol ísť s ním. Ježiš mu to však nedovolil, ale mu povedal: Choď domov k svojim a rozprávaj im, čo všetko ti urobil Pán a ako sa nad tebou zmiloval. Na to odišiel a začal v 10 mestí rozhlasovať, aké veľké veci mu vykonal Ježiš, a všetci sa čudovali.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. No doubt this is the most, powerful deliverance that Jesus performed in the Gospels.
Bez pochyb toto je najmocnejšie oslobodenie, aké Ježiš vykonal v evanjeliách.
There were other cases, you know.
Boli tam aj iné prípady.
For instance, the young guy with the epilepsy.
Napríklad ten mladý chlapec, čo mal epilepsiu.
Induced by demons.
A bol posadnutý.
But this really beats all of them.
Ale toto prekonáva všetky.
Sometimes I wonder what would have happened if this poor man, instead of meeting Jesus, would have met the apostles of Jesus, you know.
Niekedy rozmýšľam, čo by sa stalo, keby tento chudák muž miesto Ježiša stretol apoštolov.
Anyway, we can't discuss about this. We need to go.
Ale o tomto sa nebudeme zamýšľať.
So this poor man,
tento ubožiak,
was a man who was on this earth living the reality of hell.
Bol muž, ktorý na tejto zemi žil realitu pekla.
From the verse 1 to verse 5 he is depicted clearly.
Od 5. verša je jasne popísaný.
He was alive.
Bol živý.
But living in the tombs.
Ale žil medzi hrobmi.
He was already suffering the most because he was screaming to the top of his voice.
A už veľmi trpel, pretože naplno kričal.
And yet he was eating himself also with stones.
Ale dokonca sa bil kameňmi.
Like there must no limit to the pain, to the suffering. Always we need something more, you know.
Ako keby nebol limit tomu utrpeniu a ešte muselo byť niečo pridané.
Also he was totally unable to find rest, you know.
A nebol schopný nájsť pokoj, odpočinok.
Even though when he was chained, he could stand still. He had to break the chain and move forward, you know.
Aj keď bol spútaný reťazami, tak nemohol zostať v pokoji a stáť. Musel roztrhať reťaze a ísť inam.
Really, I can't imagine a kind of suffering like this, you know. It's really unbearable.
Ja si neviem predstaviť, you know, utrpenie ako toto. To je neznesiteľné.
And you know, it comes to my mind a passage in the Book of Wisdom which says about those who will go to the underworld.
A napadá mi pasáž z knihy Múdrosti o tých, ktorí zostúpia do podsvetia.
It says
je tam napísané.
You will scream for the torture of your spirit.
Budete kričať z utrpenia, z mučenia vášho ducha.
From hell I can find on this point two main differences, but I'm not speaking out from hell. I can find this to the even though I don't speak by personal experience.
O pekle môžem akoby z tohto pochopiť dva rozdiely.
First of all, this man was still on the earth, so there is a beauty of nature
surrounding him. Poprvé, tento muž bol stále na zemi a okolo ho obklopovala krása prírody.
In hell there will be no beauty at all, there will be only horrible darkness.
V pekle nebude žiadna nádhera, bude tam iba temnota.
And another big difference is
a druhý rozdiel je
was actually
alebo bol
on the earth he was an exception, but in the hell he will be the normal.
Že na zemi je pomýlenie, je blúdenie, ale v pekle tam je to štandard, tam je to normálne.
Because we need not to make mistake on this point.
Nemali by sme sa tuto pomýliť.
This man was not meant to be alone.
Tento muž nemal vo svojej bolesti byť sám.
The devil has prepared for each one of us.
Diabol pre každého z nás prichystal
a future,
budúcnosť,
a destiny,
smerovanie,
which is very clear on this point,
ktoré je tuto zjavné.
An unbearable level of pain and suffering that we cannot even imagine.
Neznesiteľné trápenie a bolesť, ktorú si nevieme predstaviť.
And yet,
ale
between this man and his destiny Jesus came into.
Medzi týmto mužom a tou budúcnosťou, ktorú mal pre neho diabol, vstupuje Ježiš.
And changed the whole situation.
A mení celú realitu.
Jesus had the power, he has the power today.
Ježiš má tú istú moc dnes.
To change each one destiny.
Zmeniť každého osud.
For the best.
Samozrejme k lepšiemu.
In this case, Jesus diverted the destiny of this man to the pigs.
V tomto prípade Ježiš ten osud toho človeka presmeroval na svine, k sviniam.
At least we know, we are sure, we are worth more than 2000 pigs, you know, at least.
Takže aspoň vieme, že máme hodnotu viac ako alebo aspoň 2000 svin.
If you doubt about your personal value, at least you are 2000 pigs worth, even more.
Ak pochybuješ o svojej osobnej hodnote, tak si hoden aspoň 2000 svin.
And Jesus changed the destiny of this man.
Ježiš mení osud tohto človeka.
Diverting the power of the devil to the pigs.
A presmeruje tú moc diabla do svin.
And so when the people came back,
a keď sa ľudia vrátili,
because of the 2000 pigs, not because of the deliverance.
A to kvôli tomu, že zahynulo tých 2000 svin, nie kvôli tomu, že ten muž bol oslobodený.
They saw a very different picture of the man.
Zrazu vidia iného muža.
He was seated.
Sedel.
Finally he was at peace.
Konečne bol v pokoji.
He had no need for chain and fetters to keep him still.
Už nebolo potrebné, aby ho reťaze držali na mieste.
He was at peace with himself.
Konečne bol zmierený so sebou.
He was seated,
sedel,
dressed up,
a bol oblečený.
Because another gospel states clearly that he was naked.
Pretože iné evanjelia jasne popisujú, že ten muž bol nahý.
So he was also in shame.
Takže zažíval hanbu.
And now this shame has been taken away.
Ale táto hanba teraz už bola vzatá preč, pretože bol oblečený.
And he had a sound mind.
A mal zdravý rozum.
A mind which works effectively and correctly.
Mysel, ktorá funguje efektívne a správne.
Able to distinguish what is good and what is bad.
Schopný rozlíšiť, čo je dobré a čo je zlé.
What is convenient and what is inconvenient.
Čo je presvedčivé a čo je nepresvedčivé.
And to my utmost surprise.
A na moje prekvapenie.
All the gospel says.
Všetky evanjelia píšu.
The people seeing this man like this, they got afraid.
Že ľudia vidiac tohto muža sa začali báť.
They were not so much afraid when he was under the power of the devil. As a matter of fact, at certain point they chained him.
keď bol pod mocou diabla, tak sa až tak nebáli, vlastne ho dokázali aj spútať.
But now that he is in good health,
ale teraz, keď je pri zdravom rozume,
in good shape,
v dobrej forme,
people got scared.
Sa ľudia boja.
What do they do?
Čo urobia?
Actually, what did they do?
Čo spravili?
They asked Jesus to go away. Please go away.
Poprosili Ježiša, aby odišiel z ich kraja.
Which is very strange because in other situation,
pretože v inej situácii,
it says that whenever Jesus was healing somebody,
je vždy napísané, že keď Ježiš niekoho uzdravil,
immediately the people started to take to him all the other sick people, you know?
Ľudia okamžite začali znášať iných ľudí k nemu.
And I remember regarding to this point,
a pamätám si myšlienku k tomuto.
So many memories, you know?
Mám toľko spomienok.
I read once the life of a very important American preacher. I think it was Wigglesworth, something like that.
Čítal som životopis jedného známeho kazateľa Wigglesworta.
Such a strong gift of healing.
Mal tak silný dar uzdravovať.
That he was living in Chicago.
Žil v oblasti Chicaga.
And he was so powerful on healing.
A mal tak mocný dar uzdravovania.
That the association of the doctor of Chicago.
Že asociácia doktorov regionu Chicaga
publicly declared war on him. Can you imagine?
Verejne mu vyhlásila vojnu.
He was destroying the business of the doctors. Can you imagine?
On ničil všetkým doktorom zamestnanie. Viete si to predstaviť?
This is another example that people who are saying to Jesus, please go away from us because you are killing our business, you know.
To je príklad ľudí, ktorí povedia Ježišovi, choď preč, pretože ničíš naše zamestnanie. Volal sa Smith Wigglesworth, môžete
but
si ho vygoogliť.
Yeah, but the end of this story is this.
Ale koniec tohto príbehu je takýto.
Even though all the good people were chasing away Jesus.
Aj keď všetci ľudia vyštvali Ježiša.
The one who was formerly possessed by demon, he wanted to stay with Jesus.
Ten, ktorý bol predtým posadnutý, chcel zostať s Ježišom.
So you see, Jesus is the one who changes completely realities.
Tak vidíme, že Ježiš je ten, ktorý kompletne mení realitu.
He is the one who has come to unveil the secrets of the heart.
Je ten, ktorý prichádza, aby odokryl tajné úmysly nášho srdca.
Because we are very quick on judging others, you know.
Pretože nám je ľahké rýchlo súdiť druhých.
But Jesus
looks
to the heart of every person.
Pozerá do srdca.
And so this man, once freed, he was really ready and willing to follow Jesus.
A keďže tento muž bol oslobodený, bol prichystaný nasledovať Ježiša.
And lo, what Jesus did to him?
A viete, čo Ježiš mu povedal?
I think it was in verse 20.
A je to vo verši 20.
No, verse
19.
Jesus didn't permit him.
Ježiš mu nedovolil.
But he told him.
Ale mu povedal.
Go home.
Choď domov.
To your family.
K svojim, k svojej rodine.
And announce to them all that the Lord has done for you.
A porozprávaj im, čo všetko ti urobil Pán.
Normally if there is a vocation, we receive it immediately, you know, because
vocation.
A vocation for religious life, you know.
Prirodzene, častokrát, keď vidíme povolanie do zasveteného života, tak je to hneď zjavné.
But Jesus is different from the director of a seminary, you know.
Ale Ježiš je iný ako riaditeľ semináru.
He was able to say to this man, look, your mission now is go to your home, to your family, and give testimony to them.
On tomuto mužovi povedal, že jeho misia je nie ísť za Ježišom, ale ísť domov a svedčiť o Ježišovi.
It seems that Jesus is a little bit unkind toward this man, eh?
Možno by sa zdalo, že Ježiš je trošku neláskavý, že ho odmieta.
But I think that Jesus always has a deeper reason for what he says.
Ale Ježiš má vždy hlbší dôvod pre to, čo hovorí a čo robí.
The point is that, you know, it doesn't mean how much close we are physically to Jesus. It doesn't mean. It's not important.
Je jedno, ako blízko fyzicky sme k Ježišovi.
What matters is, are we doing the will of Jesus in our life? This is what matters.
Ale to, na čom záleží, je, či konáme jeho vôľu v našich životoch.
This man,
tento muž,
on the verse 20 says,
vo verši 20 je napísané,
he went off,
odišiel,
and he began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him.
Začal v 10 mestí rozhlasovať, aké veľké veci mu vykonal Ježiš.
All were amazed.
A všetci sa čudovali.
So not only he went home to his family.
Takže nie len to, že išiel domov k rodine.
But starting from them.
Ale od nich začal.
He started to evangelize all the area of the Decapolis.
Začal evangelizovať celé to mest, 10 mestie.
In the Galilee.
V Galilei.
There was an area called the Decapolis.
Bola táto oblasť, ktorá sa nazývala 10 miest.
It means 10 cities.
Je to 10 miest.
Mostly inhabited by pagans.
Väčšinou obývané boli pohanmi.
Place for merchants and
obchodníkmi, podnikateľmi, kupcami.
People were coming from all the side of the Roman Empire and was returning back after business.
Ľudia tam cestovali z koncov Rímskej ríše, aby obchodovali.
So this young man was made the word his family.
Takže tento mladý muž priniesol toto slovo k svojej rodine.
He evangelized a whole region.
Ale evangelizoval celý región.
A region where many people were passing by.
Región, kde veľa ľudí prechádzalo.
In those region you collect news and bring back home and wherever you go.
Región, kde si zoberete, príjmete nejaké novinky a idete ďalej a donesete ich domov.
This man was already starting the work of the apostles, which they will start after Pentecost day, you know.
Tento muž už vtedy započal alebo začal dielo apoštolov, ktorí ho začali až po vyliati Ducha Svätého.
Because this is what is important in everyone life.
Pretože toto je to, na čom záleží a čo je dôležité v živote každého.
No, how much we stay close to Jesus.
Nie, ako veľmi sme blízko Ježišovi.
But how much we do his will.
Ale ako plníme jeho vôľu.
And whenever we start to do the true will of God for us.
A keď my začneme plniť skutočnú vôľu Boha pre nás.
You will see many doors opened.
Začneš vidieť mnoho dverí, ktoré sa
doors
otvoria.
That you didn't even know before.
Dvere, ktoré si ani nevidel, že tam boli.
Those doors that you didn't look for.
Dvere, ktoré si ani nehľadal.
They open up before.
Sa začnú otvárať pred tebou.
And on this point I can give my little testimony.
A teraz by som ti chcel povedať moje krátke svedectvo.
Many years ago when I started my life of discipleship, you know.
Mnoho rokov dozadu, keď som začal svoj život učeníka.
I was not trying to reach Jesus for the sake of growing spiritually.
Nesnažil som sa dostať k Ježišovi preto, aby som rástol duchovne.
I was just trying to solve my personal problems, you know.
Snažil som sa iba vyriešiť moje osobné problémy.
And then the Lord starting to let me know his will for me, which honestly I was not really pleased at that time, you know.
A potom mi Pán začal ukazovať jeho vôľu pre môj život a úprimne ja som s tým nebol moc nadšený z toho.
But then I accepted and I started.
Ale potom som ho prijal a začal som.
I live in a community of prayer for many years.
Žil som v komunite modlitby veľa rokov.
I started to be changed by the word of God, by the life of a community.
A začal som byť menený, premieňaný Božím slovom a komunitou.
And I was put into the ministry of evangelization.
A vstúpil som do služby evangelizátora.
And I was called step by step to carry on a program of school of charismatic evangelization.
A postupne som bol poverený rozvíjaním školy charizmatickej evangelizácie.
For instance, the Philip retreat.
Napríklad kurz Philip.
Is the first step of this program, you know.
Je prvým kurzom tohto rozvoja.
To help people to get a personal touch from Jesus.
Aby pomáhal ľuďom zakúsiť osobný dotyk Ježiša Krista.
I'm starting from this small retreat, this small course.
A začínajúc od tohto malého kurzu
done in Italy,
v Taliansku vtedy ešte,
the Lord has taken me in many, many, many countries of almost all continents.
Ma Boh postupne vyslal do mnohých krajinách, takmer na všetkých kontinentoch.
So far, Russia and China are out of my reach.
Zatiaľ Rusko a Čína sú mimo môj dosah.
And also Arabic country, well, Pakistan,
aj arabské krajiny, ale v Pakistane som bol.
The Lord has taken me in many, many places.
A Pán ma zavolal do naozaj veľa miest.
Why?
Prečo?
Because I started to do what he was asking me to do.
Pretože som začal plniť jeho vôľu, čo on po mne požadoval.
Like this man,
ako tento muž,
he started with his family,
začal svojou rodinou,
And he went up to the Decapolis.
A išiel do 10 miest.
So I started with my life in the Koinonia in Italy.
A ja som začal v Koinonii, v Taliansku, v komunite.
And the Lord has led me in many countries. Ultimately, he has taken me here.
A Pán ma vyslal do mnohých krajín, až nakoniec som sa ocitol tu s vami.
With Matthew we worked a lot, especially in America.
S Matejom sme spolupracovali najmä v Amerike.
In the same evangelization field.
V evangelizačnej oblasti.
And tonight we want to present you.
A dnes večer by som vám chcel ešte prezentovať.
A task that the Lord has assigned to me since many years.
Poslanie, ktoré mi Pán pridelil pred mnohými rokmi.
And that despite all my small strengths, the Lord helps me to keep up every year.
A napriek možno mojim slabostiam a slabým malej sile, is, Pán ma posilňuje každým rokom.
It is the mission that the Lord has called me to carry on in Africa.
A je to misia, do ktorej ma Pán pozval v Afrike.
Since the year 2005, the Lord has brought me to Africa.
Od roku 2005 ma Pán povolal slúžiť aj v Afrike.
In Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
South Africa.
V Juhoafrickej republike.
Botswana.
Botswane.
Uganda.
Ugande.
The Lord has taken me there
pán
to evangelize.
Pán ma tam vzal, aby som evangelizoval.
So now I present you what we are going to do this year by the help of God.
A s Božou pomocou vám chcem teraz prezentovať, k čomu som máme pozvaný
and,
tento rok.
And also by your help.
A tiež s vašou pomocou.
So, Tomáš a ja. Can we move? Okay. The mission started in the year 2006 at Yesourire community in Uganda.
Že misia začala v tom roku 2006 v Ugande.
On the archdiocese of Mbarara.
V archdiocese Mbarara.
Valerio and Nesbet and other member of the African community.
Ja, ako Valerio a Nesbert, ja. Jeho kamarát ja, a ďalší členovia africkej komunity.
We run course about methodology to help them, to equip them to run the course.
Sme tam v tom roku 2006 dieceze robili kurz metodológia, ktorý...
Ja.
Yes.
Through such courses, many local teachers in charismatic evangelization were formed.
A skrze tento kurz začala kerygmatická evangelizácia v tej diecézi systematicky.
Normally what we did, we were teaching to a group, for instance, of local leaders, you know.
Bežne sme robili to, že sme napríklad miestnych vedúcich vyučovali.
The methodology, for instance, for Philip course.
Napríklad metodológiu kurzu Filip, ktorý bude aj v škole ročníka Ezechiel. And
in the weekend, divided by groups, we went to the villages.
Víkendy sme chodili do dedín.
To run this course.
Aby sme tento kurz tam usporiadali.
So, for instance,
napríklad.
From Monday to Thursday we give methodology to a group of 30-40 people.
Od pondelka do štvrtka sme robili tú formáciu tých vedúcich na tú metodológiu, ako kurz chceli robiť.
We give the Philip retreat to 10 different villages, you know.
Pre nejakých 30-40 ľudí a cez víkend sme išli do tých dedín a tam sme robili tie kurzy Filip.
As you can imagine, this is quite successful, thanks to God.
A ako si viete predstaviť, vďaka Bohu to bolo celkom úspešné.
And so many parishes and also other communities were interested in this.
A zaujalo to veľa farností a komunít.
So we started to work with also the Holy Trinity community in Bizanje, another diocese.
A začali sme spolupracovať s komunitou Svätej Trojice v Bizanje, čo je v Masake, v dieceze Masaka. Uganda?
Yeah, Michael.
Tiež v Ugande.
Okay. This is Holy Trinity.
Toto je tá komunita Svätej Trojice.
A picture from the class there.
Je to, vidíte, z vyučovania, tam stojí Valerio.
There are a lot of blonde hair people there.
Nie je tam veľa blondiavých ľudí.
Let's. And then on the villages.
A potom v dedinách.
So, we form there the leaders and then we move on the villages.
Takže sme formovali vedúcich a pokračovali sme dedinu za dedinou.
To touch the life of people who they don't have much means, so for them it's not easy to move, you know, to go to the parish, etc.
Pretože pre mnohých je tam veľmi náročné nejakým spôsobom cestovať, nemajú na to prostriedky do nejakých farností, ktoré
and
sú vzdialené.
And this really, how to say, really astonishing that you see when the retreat starts and it goes on.
Je veľmi fascinujúce vidieť, keď kurz začne a prebieha.
You will see the level of happiness of the people rising physically and believe.
Fyzicky zakúšate a vidíte, ako radosť v ľuďoch rastie.
There is a lot of joy and happiness, you know.
Je tam naozaj veľa radosti a šťastia.
That always accompany and follow this evangelization work.
Ktoré doprevádza túto evangelizačnú prácu.
Okay? So thanks to these courses we have made enthusiastic people from parishes, also religious congregation.
A skrze tieto formáciu v týchto kurzoch to zbudilo entuziasmus vedúcich reholných komunít.
It comes to my mind that the Banabikira sisters,
napríklad mi napadajú sestry,
a congregation of nuns,
kongregácia reholničok,
who run schools for 3,000 girls,
ktoré majú na starosti školy pre 3,000 dievčat.
And we were invited to run some courses there, you know.
A nás tam pozvali, aby sme im spravili formáciu, kurzy.
At the beginning the nuns were a little bit suspicious and also, you know,
najprv boli tieto reholničky trošku
They didn't understand why we were so joyful and so simple, you know.
Nerozumeli, prečo sme takí jednoduchí a takí veselí.
Always the spiritual things must be very complicated to them.
Duchovné veci pre ne boli vždy veľmi komplikované.
Still,
a napriek tomu,
when we went out to the village to evangelize, these sisters were the first to run to go to the village to evangelize.
Keď sme po tej formácii išli do dedín evangelizovať, tak tie reholničky boli prvé, ktoré utekali a evangelizovali.
I remember that I was with one sister, we went in some Muslim family, they received us, you know.
Pamätám si, jak sme s jednou reholnou sestrou išli k jednej moslimskej rodine, ktorá nás prijala.
They were not ready to get converted.
Ešte neboli schopné konvertovať.
But for us it was already good enough to bring the name and the prayer of Jesus over them, you know.
Ale pre nás bolo dobré a dôležité vidieť, že sme mohli im zvestovať Ježiša Krista a modliť sa za
ne. It was truly a great, great satisfaction, you know.
Bola to naozaj veľmi uspokojujúca skúsenosť.
You feel that the door is not completely open, but yes, it starts to open.
Vidíte, že tie dvere sa ešte úplne neotvorili, ale začínajú sa otvárať.
One of my regret is that I can stay there just a limited time and then I have to go to come back and only I have to pray the Lord to keep up the work with these people, you know.
Jedna z takých akože obav a mojich je, že vždy sme tam len istý čas. A potom musíme sa zase prirodzene vrátiť a zostáva to len v modlitbách, aby to dielo, ktoré tam započneme, pokračovalo a Boh ho viedol.
Yeah. In Zimbabwe I had a permanent presence, but in Uganda only.
V Zimbabwe som sa dlhodobo zdržoval, ale v Ugande to bolo vždy mesiac a pol.
Yeah. And our goal is,
a našim cieľom je
to form local evangelizers, you know?
Formovať miestnych evangelizátorov.
Because we want to evangelize Africa with the Africans, you know.
Pretože chceme evangelizovať Afriku Afričanmi.
It is over the time that the Africans are waiting for us, you know.
Že už to je akože niečo navyše, že my tam chodíme.
What they need is a new vision, a new methodology.
Čo oni potrebujú je nová vízia častokrát alebo metodológia.
And a new way of proclaiming.
A nový spôsob ako ohlasovať.
And I really was pleased to see that the people we were forming, especially very poor ladies, widows, they were so effective in the preaching.
A bol som naozaj prekvapený napríklad ako isté chudobné vdovy boli veľmi efektívne v kázaní.
Michael.
Ohlasovaní.
Oh, this is a team.
Toto je náš tým.
The guy behind me,
muž za mnou,
is Nesbet, which always want to overshadow me and I keep.
Môj kamarát Nesbet, ktorý ma vždy chce zatieniť.
Actually is my right arm, you know.
Ale v skutočnosti je to moja pravica.
Without him, I couldn't do all this work, you know.
By som nebol schopný to dielo robiť.
And then there are other young ladies, also them are teachers.
Tie mladé slečny sú učiteľky.
The lady with gray hair on the left
a pani
is,
nálavo
is a widow.
Je vdova.
and she is a teacher as well.
A tiež vyučuje.
Then Jude is between.
Potom je tam zľava hore Jude.
Is a full-time ministry.
On naplno slúži Bohu.
A very poor guy.
Je chudobný.
That he sleeps on the ground.
Spáva na zemi.
A very poor house and is
v jednoduchom dome.
Dedicated to the Lord.
Ale naplno slúži Bohu.
Now he is responsible for the charismatic renewal in his diocese, the diocese.
A teraz má zodpovednosť od diecéze za charizmatickú obnovu. Masanga.
Okay, let's and so far in Uganda.
Doteraz sme v Ugande boli v týchto miestach.
We have done all this kind of work.
Boli sme
in diocese archdiocese of Mbarara.
Arcidiocéze Mbarara.
The community Jesus Aurire, Christ is risen.
V komunite Ježiš je vzkriesený.
We have done methodology course, methodology of Philip.
Robili sme tam kurzy metodológie, metodológia kurzu Philip.
Philip course and preacher's course.
A kurzy Filipa a kazateľ.
In the diocese of Masaka, Holy Trinity community.
V dieceze Masake, v komunite Svätej Trojice.
This is the bedroom.
Taká to bola spálňa.
In the Holy Trinity community.
Tak to tam spia.
So we did methodology,
metodológia
Joshua,
kurzu Filip.
Joshua, John, Paul courses.
A kurzy Joshua, alebo Jozue, Ján, Pavol.
Preachers community.
Kazateľ.
We worked with Barnabé Kira sister with Paul and John course.
A s tými reholničkami Barnabé Kira sme robili kurzy Pavol a Ján.
Okay. In the diocese of Kampala.
V diocéze Kampala.
Kampala is the capital city.
A to je hlavné mesto Ugandy.
We have worked with the priests.
Tam sme formovali kňazov.
We did John course.
Robili sme pre nich kurz Jan.
And preacher course.
A kurz kazateľ.
That was very funny because at the beginning they were looking at us, you know, we were lay people, you know.
Najprv na nás pozerali ako že laikov.
What are you trying to teach to me, you know?
Laici, čo sa ma snažíte naučiť o kázaní?
But then as the course went on.
Ale ako kurz prebiehal.
They totally changed their attitude.
Úplne zmenili svoj postoj.
So this year.
Tento rok?
I don't know if there is another. Okay, this year plan.
Je takýto plán.
We have an invitation to Jesus Aurire community.
Máme pozvanie do komunity Jesu Aurire.
For a preacher course again.
Urobiť kurz kazateľ.
In the diocese of Masaka.
V diocéze Masake.
We are going to work in the village with the Philip and methodology of Philip.
Budeme pracovať v dedinách a robiť kurzy Philip a predtým metodológiu
kurzu Philip. Already we have 7 parishes waiting for us.
Už nás čaká 7 farností.
And thanks to God, this year is the year we will step in Rwanda.
A vďaka Bohu, tento rok sa nám otvorili dvere do Rwandy.
I think that all of us know what happened just few years ago in Rwanda, the terrible genocide.
Myslím, že všetci viete o tej genocíde, ktorá tam bola dozadu.
And now is the time to bring some light, you know, in the heart of those where.
A teraz je čas tam priniesť svetlo a nádej do srdc tých, ktorí to zakúsili.
Since I am here,
a keďže som tu,
and this mission has become part also of the Ezekiel community.
V komunite Ezechiel, tak táto misia je súčasťou komunity Ezechiel.
We already are speaking and dreaming to be able to bring some of you with us, you know.
A modlíme sa a uvažujeme o tom, ako by sme mohli ísť aj viacerí.
And we just eager that this time will come soon, very soon.
A veríme, že ten čas prichádza.
By now, you know.
Doteraz.
We are collecting funds.
Alebo teraz sme v stave zbierania finančnej podpory na túto misiu. You know, yeah. Ako sponzorstvo tejto misie.
The resources which will be collected, you know.
Tie zdroje, ktoré nazbierame.
Will go for the flight tickets.
Budú na letenky.
All the living expenses of me and those with me.
Na všetky výdaje ubytovania a tých, ktorí budú so mnou.
We move inside the countries without being a burden for the local people.
My sa cestujeme v rámci krajiny bez toho, aby sme nezaťažovali tu lokálnych ľudí.
And also we bring some help to the participants because some are very poor that, you know.
A tiež chceme priniesť nejakú finančnú podporu tým účastníkom, pretože niektorí sú veľmi chudobní.
So, if you feel the desire to help,
takže ak teraz cítiš túžbu pomôcť,
be sure it is something from the Lord that comes to your heart.
Tak ver tomu, že je to niečo, čo je od Pána.
I am very proud of the work that the Lord has granted me to do up to now.
Ja som vďačný Bohu, čo dovolil, aby sa doteraz mohlo uskutočniť.
But I didn't do it alone.
Ale sám som to neurobil.
Behind me there were a lot of people who out of their poorness they sponsored me.
Ako ja, boli mnohí ľudia, ktorí možno zo svojej chudoby to zasponzorovali.
And the Lord always gave me the means to provide for myself, for those coming with me and for those who were participating.
A Boh vždy dal prostriedky na to, aby bolo zabezpečené aj moje výdaje, aj výdaje tých, ktorí idú.
Other people they go to evangelize where they can get money, you know.
Iní ľudia, ktorí keď idú evangelizovať, ako, kde the, môžu získať prostriedky.
The Lord always brings me to evangelize where I must put money.
Pán ma nejakým spôsobom povoláva na miesta, kde ešte ja mám si to zafinancovať.
Sometimes I'm tempted to complain with the Lord, you know.
A niekedy sa s Bohom o tom, akoby sťažujem sa mu.
There is no point to complain, you know, because
ale nie je zmysel, alebo nemá to zmysel sa sťažovať.
Yeah, if not even 2000 demons could get right with Jesus, how can I, you know?
Keď sa ani 2000 démonov nemohlo zmieriť s Ježišom, ako sa môžem ja?
So, we appreciate very much your help.
Takže ja vám budem veľmi vďačný za vašu podporu.
If you know somebody that would have been would be glad to help, please don't lose the opportunity.
A ak poznáte niekoho, kto by bol ochotný prispieť a podporiť, tak budem rád, ak
be
to budete zdieľať.
The spiritual reward is not just for me, but also for all those who helps us.
A uistujem vás, že tá duchovná odmena, milosť toho je pre každého, kto na tom participuje.
I hope that things will grow so fast that the next year we will be already ready to go with somebody of us.
A verím, že to dielo tak narastie a započne, že na budúce budeme môcť ešte viacerí.
So thank you for your attention.
A ďakujem vám za vašu pozornosť.
Thank you for your contributions.
Aj za vaše príspevky.
And hopefully we will do more than the Lord more than we are able to do.
A verím, že s Pánom dosiahneme viac, než sme schopní.